day. Welcome to another great American day with Roberta Fasanelli. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. We're all by ourselves, the usual ranting and raving of these crazy people that are also on with us. Roberta and I are the same members.
We're the same members, you think?
Yeah, well, I can say that. There's nobody else around. Richie's in
New Orleans. I feel sorry for the rest of the cast then.
And Jennifer's out in Hawaii. And so here we are, the two of us. Holding down the fort, if you will. Friday, the 6th of May. Lots of things going on. Mother's Day is this weekend. Roberta has some Queen of Cheap things that are wonderful for Mother's Day. A lot of people still talking about the situation with the situation. What's the situation? They could be talking about the situation. As a matter of fact, those nutballs from Jersey Shore are shooting in Florence. This is applicable to you, I guess, Roberta,
where
because you're so Italian. They're in Florence this week.
Oh, good Lord.
They are taping in a building that houses college students, and the people in the university are not happy. The report is that the Instituto Lorenzo de Medici, is that how I pronounce it?
Yeah, Lorenzo de Medici.
All right. Sent a letter to students warning them that there is going to be a lot of activity, shall we say. The housing department has informed us starting May 9th, they'll be shooting inside the second floor apartment of your building. We advise you not to sign any papers, not to let anyone in, and keep us informed. Officials seem so concerned about the Jersey Shore cast that they have offered alternative housing close to campus to anybody who wants to move. They even offered to pay a partial refund to anybody who has already paid their rent. Why would they let him in there in the first place? Unless they must not own this building. It must be a...
Right, or maybe they rented out a place in there, so they were forced to let them...
We at Heidelberg have ancillary... We don't have enough dormitory space on campus, so while we're building a new dormitory,
right. They
have the... there's an apartment house that's right next to the campus, so they've rented that out, or at least I think... I'm not sure they rented the whole thing. I don't think we did this year. But so there would be other people living there, just like if Jersey Shore came to Tiffin and shot on the campus of Heidelberg University. It'd be the same thing. We'd be warning our students to look out because these people like The Situation and Snooki and all these other crazy people,
Lord. Right?
They'd be ruining your life. Just foolishness. So why did they go to Italy? Does anybody know other than they're all Italians? Is that it? Is that the only reason they went?
They are terrible Italians.
They are.
I wouldn't want to admit to them being Italian.
The Italians, I know.
Oh, all right. My goodness.
So we have the continuing saga of Osama bin Laden and what we know and what we don't know and some of the controversy this week. And I'm loath to spend too much time on it because I think that there are a lot of other things that we can do, have some fun with Mother's Day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there are some things that were not obvious earlier this week, Roberta, that we ought to spend a moment or two. And by the way, there's a great story about the hero dog that helped the SEALs get bin Laden.
Oh, really?
Yeah, DougSteffen.com. You'll see that there. The president's meeting today with the Navy SEAL team. It says in the release from the White House that it's private, and it better be private. They ought to not even bring him in the regular way, because you don't want people to be seeing pictures of these guys, their faces.
Exactly.
What is it?
They probably have, like, you know, gook on their faces, you know.
Right. Grease.
You know, right?
Yeah. And then the other thing from Sports Talk Radio this week, the discussion of celebrations at the Phillies-Mets game from Sunday night. There are other sports events this week where there was a moment given to and in tribute sort of to the SEALs.
Uh-huh.
But the Pittsburgh Steelers player Rashard Mendenhall found himself in the spotlight. He posted on Twitter, "What kind of person celebrates death?" Now, I think that's legitimate. I had a lot of people. I had a long chat with my daughter the other day talking about what she said to her class. Everybody agrees that bin Laden being dead is wonderful. It's a good thing. But, you know, you have to kind of, you countenance what goes on here. And I use the same, I kind of qualified this earlier today by suggesting for those who so dislike Muslims and were upset about the Muslims in Saudi Arabia, other Middle Eastern cities after September 11th. We saw Muslims in various places from Pakistan to Afghanistan to some of the Middle Eastern countries where the Muslim population, the majority of people dancing in the streets. And you heard the universal condemnation. These no good bums, they all celebrate. Well, you know, not every Muslim was out dancing in the street.
That's
any
right.
More than any than all Americans were out dancing in the street. I thought it was a pretty disgusting display, frankly. I think we ought to all be happy that bin Laden is dead, and then some. However, just because I wouldn't do it, that doesn't mean other people ought not to do it. I just don't think that it represents the best of America. That's all. And so you can say what you think, and 800-510-8255 is always yours. At your disposal, help yourself. I think this guy was right. Now, he wrote a clarification. Mendenhall wrote a clarification of his comments that were on Twitter regarding the death of bin Laden. This was posted about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
He linked to an in-depth blog post. Excuse me. Early on in the entry, he wrote, he does not support bin Laden. He aimed to clear things up, not only for himself, but also for the Steelers. He caused this stir because of a number of posts, actually. There was not just one, but I started out with what kind of person celebrates death. It's amazing how people can hate a man they've never even heard speak. We only heard one side. He also tweeted on the September 11th attacks, quote, "We'll never know what really happened. I just have a hard time believing a plane could take a skyscraper down demolition style." Reference to some of the old conspiratorial stories that Dick Cheney arranged with private SEAL type teams to go put dynamite in the bottom of the World Trade Center towers. Mm. That's been floating around for years. And I think a lot of people have asked that question, and I've never had anybody actually answer it intelligently. How is it that even though they were loaded with jet fuel and the heat was so intense, it certainly would give you cause for thinking, okay, what's above where the plane crashed into the building would come down, and is there enough force there to push the rest of the building down? I mean, I don't know that anybody's ever really addressed that well. So, but Mendenhall on Wednesday offered something else. He said, quote, "I appreciate those of you who have decided to read this letter and attain a greater understanding of my recent posts. I see how they have been misconstrued and wanted to use this outlet as a way to clear up all things that do not truthfully represent me, what I stand for, and any organization that I'm a part of. First, I want people to understand that I am not in support of bin Laden or against the USA. I understand how devastating 9/11 was to this country and to the people whose families were affected, not just here, but families all over the world who had relatives in the Trade Center. My heart goes out to the troops who fought for our freedoms, not being certain that they will have the opportunity to return home, and the families who watch their loved ones go off to war. Last year, I was grateful enough to have the opportunity to travel overseas and participate in a football camp put on for children of troops stationed in Germany. It was a special experience. The events had an impact on my life." He also pointed out, Mendenhall did, the Celebrate Death tweet. He said, quote, "This controversial statement was something I said in response to the amount of joy I saw in the event of a murder. I don't believe that this is an issue of politics or American pride, but one of religion, morality, and human ethics." He also tried to bring closure to the situation. "Nothing I said was meant to stir up controversy. It was my way to generate conversation. And looking at my timeline in its entirety, everything that I've said is with the intent of expressing a wide array of ideas and generating open and honest discussion, something I believe we as Americans ought to be able to do. Most opinions will not be fully agreed upon and are not meant to be. However, I believe every opinion ought to be respected or at least given some thought. I apologize for the timing of a sensitive matter, but it was not meant to do harm. I apologize to anyone I unintentionally harmed with anything that I said or any hurtful interpretation that was made in my name." So anyway, the president of the team, Art Rooney, wanted to make sure the Steelers were heard from on this. And he said, quote, "I've not spoken with Rashad, so it's hard to explain or even comprehend what he meant with his recent Twitter comments. The entire Steelers organization is proud of the job our military have done, and we can only hope this leads our troops, brings them home." So Mendenhall profiles himself on Twitter, Roberta, as a conversationalist and professional athlete.
Is he?
Said some other things that were pretty controversial on his Twitter page regarding in March a commentary by running back Adrian Peterson of the Vikings. He compared the NFL to modern-day slavery. Mendenhall posted, anyone with knowledge of the slave trade in the NFL could say these two parallel each other. So he had a pretty good season, so that probably is one of the reasons that they're going as lightly on him as they are. But you know, you can understand how that would be controversial, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I understand that. 800-510-8255. So at least that's part of the controversy this week that we haven't touched on here. James is down in Florida. Hi, James. Welcome to Good Day.
How you doing?
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
I'd like to say that it's America. People can say whatever they want. He should not be crucified for saying whatever he wants.
You're talking about Mendenhall now.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, I disagree with you about celebration because look at World War II when Hitler was dead. Look how many
people
went into the street. Look how many people jubilated over this man's death.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Whether you compare the tons of people that he killed, Bin Laden came to our land and killed our people. That is one of the first people who has ever done that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's something to what you're saying. I don't disagree with you. And when you put it in that context, it makes me think again. And I just am troubled by death. I'm just troubled by all of this stuff, frankly. And I think we all are troubled by the amount of mayhem, murder that's been caused in the name. That's why I'm so critical of religion often, James, because it has, in the name of religion, all of these atrocities have been done. And you could make that statement about Hitler to a point, too, certainly because of his attitude toward the Jews. So your attitude and your thoughts are taken under advisement, well presented, and you made a good point. Thank you. Here's a question that I was thinking about earlier, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
What surname would you least like to have, Bin Laden or Hitler? 800-510-8255.
Good Lord.
Which surname would you least like to have, Bin Laden or Hitler? Worth a response? Worth a thought?
Wow.
Right? And the way he put that, I understand the dancing street after World War II. I think that's the only war we've ever been involved in that was just. We had to do it.
Eesh.
We needed to get rid of Hitler. Killing Bin Laden was necessary as well. I think we can all talk about.
I don't think anybody can disagree with that.
No, you can't disagree with
Bin
Laden.
Come on.
Bin Laden being dead is a good thing.
And what were we going to do? Like, you know, say, you know, why don't you come here and we'll rehabilitate you? Let's talk about that.
He's not rehabilitatable, if there's such a word. But he may be right. It may, you know, I'll have that conversation with my daughter, I'll ask her the same question about Hitler, and I think that was appropriate. I think World War II was, as I said, the only just war we've really ever been involved in. 800-510-8255. But which surname would you least like to have, Bin Laden or Hitler?
Please.
It's 20 after on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag. Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
I did get approached once, and I've told that story on the air, by a gay group of men. The guy whose program director was gay, I didn't know it. I went over, he said, come on over and join some of my friends for dinner. And I sat around this table with eight guys, round table, in this gay bar. I didn't even know it was a gay bar.
Hello.
The guy next to me put his hand on my leg. Yeah. I'm not afraid because I have had a digital rectal exam, and I'm not interested.
Why can't you just hang out with guys, you know? Just live with someone of your own sex. Just do what you would do with women, but with your buddy, you know? Why don't guys just do that?
They do. It's called being gay.
Oh, that's what gay is? Oh, yeah, I could totally get into that.
Doug Stepin's good day.
We're discussing the celebration of the death of bin Laden and whether it's appropriate. There are people on all sides of that, but somebody just made an excellent comparison to the end of World War II. And so maybe in your mind, is part of this, the war on terror for America, as important as World War II was? Roberta, how do you think your parents would reflect on that if they were asked the question, the regard? We don't know other than what we were told. I was born after World War II. You were born after World War II. My father was in World War II. Your father was in World War II. What would they have thought about the comparison of World War II to the war on terror, do you think?
Two different things, I think, because World War II was a global war.
Right.
I mean, you had actually had armies firing at each other.
Yeah, but the war on terror is sort of a global war, too.
Yeah, but you don't have armies firing on each other.
That's true. It's a new kind of war.
It's a new kind of war. You don't have tens of thousands of people, you know, in mass, shooting guns or bullets or dropping bombs or stuff on each other. I mean, this is, I think since Vietnam, war has turned very differently.
Yeah. Well, we have.
Vietnam changed the face of war.
There's cyber warfare that's a part of this. We've seen some things that have happened at the hands of, if not Al-Qaeda, their operatives or people that are connected with that kind of thinking that have raised a lot of cane with various technologies that we have. There's no question about that. None whatsoever. 800-510-8255. I think this is interesting. And I asked which surname you would least like to have, Bin Laden or Hitler, so you may comment on that. A fellow named Mingo listens in D.C. to the Big Talker 1580. All right, sir, go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Doug. Used to listen to you early in the morning at another station. Good morning.
So welcome. Now you found us over at 1580. Good for you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. It's odd how getting rid of evil, and I don't think it's a celebratory situation with getting rid of
Oh, boy.
All right, so you know we got a bad cell connection. I'm going to put you on hold. Michael, see if you can get him to another place because I want to hear what he has to say. Meanwhile, Jeff's in Bovee, Minnesota. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
Say, I just had to call in. I'm not a history buff at all. I'm a math guy, but and I wasn't around when all this was happening. But thinking about the previous caller that we were celebrating that we had killed Hitler. I don't believe we killed Hitler, and I think there was more of a celebration of the end of the war. Correct me if I'm wrong there.
No, I think you're right. I mean, Hitler's death sort of was the death knell for at least the European theater of operation, but it was about all of the mayhem that was created around the Italians and the Germans and the Japanese. Yes, there was a different thing here. So are you in agreement with that gentleman, or are you wondering whether it's appropriate to be celebrating the death of bin Laden, as some have?
Well, it's interesting because my wife brought this up a couple days ago, and she was really upset that and really disappointed in how we were celebrating a death. And so that just made me think that I think if we were celebrating the end of the war, that would be a different story. I don't think the war is over by any means.
No, I think you're right about that. All right, so do you agree with, then, those who are concerned? You agree with your wife?
I agree with my wife. I think it's a sad state that we that we are celebrating this as we are, I guess.
Which surname would you least like to have, bin Laden or Hitler?
Oh, my gosh. I would like to say the older I get, maybe least like to have, I guess, right now would be bin Laden.
All right. All right, sir. Yeah. Thank you. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, multiple reports show that Google's Android app store will eclipse the size of Apple's by August of this year. The Android market is expected to have around 425,000 apps by that time. But does it really matter? While Android is experiencing much faster growth, only a small percentage of apps actually generate revenue. In other news, China recently created a new central agency that will serve to regulate the country's internet. The State Internet Information Office will continue China's agenda of cracking down on dissidents and punishing violators. Pre-existing Chinese organizations are fighting for the very lucrative regulatory power. And finally, Apple will release its newest operating system, Lion, through the Mac App Store. Discs will be available if you don't have broadband, but the shift to digital downloads is here to stay. By removing physical media, Apple can make smaller laptops with larger batteries. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare. And priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
As directed.
You and you and you and you. Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, will have her Queen of Cheap report for you today in a matter of moments. We're discussing a number of things having to do with the discussion this week of Bin Laden's death. Which surname would you least like to have? Controversy created around the Pittsburgh Steelers, Rashard Mendenhall, tweeting what kind of person celebrates death. The celebration, is it appropriate? There are some other anecdotal things that have to do with where I think we all are conversationally. I think we almost have worn this out, but maybe not quite. Maybe there's still a little something to it. I'm frustrated because we can't talk about Mother's Day. I want to spend some time on that. Mingo, have you found a good place from which to discuss all of this? Let me hear how you sound on yourself.
Yes, sir. I stopped breaking the law, pulled over, and make a phone call. Thank you for taking me back.
Yeah, go ahead.
I say we celebrating the getting rid of evil, the elimination of evil. We're not necessarily I'm not celebrating the death of the man, but when evil is crushed, be it Hitler, be it Bin Laden, be it Idi Amin, be it someone who is terrorizing people and killing other people, when we get rid of it, it's difference between mean and evil. Mean is people that you deal with every day. Evil are people who are just self-destructive to your life, and we don't need those folks on the planet. So when they're gone, I'm not hurt that the way they're gone, whether it be through death of natural causes or whether we as human beings eliminate them from the planet.
Well put. Excellent. Excellent points. Thank you for the call. See, that's the kind of people we have listening to this program.
Exactly.
Intelligent. 800-510-8255. Yep. Do not rejoice when your enemies fall, and do not let your heart be glad when they stumble. So says Proverbs 24, verse 17, in a book that millions of Americans hold sacred, our Bible, says that you should love your enemy as yourself, and the vengeance is the Lord's alone. If you want to put that to task, those of you who want to have something else to counter here, all that out the window on Sunday and Monday, as the news spread that American forces had killed Bin Laden at Ground Zero, World Trade Center. The crowds sang, "Hey, hey, goodbye." You know that. What is that from Steam?
Hey, goodbye.
I think that is. Michael, see if you can find that. Will you please? The song from Steam. I think it's "Hey, hey, goodbye" is a part of that song from Steam, if I'm not mistaken. Borrowing another sports metaphor, Roberta, one celebration, one person that was reveling held up a sign that said, Obama won, Osama nothing.
Ha.
Something deeply wrong with this picture, so say some commentaries, by celebrating death even of someone as evil as bin Laden. We let our worst impulses trump what Abraham Lincoln called the better angels of our nature. We look pretty juvenile and small, and we ought to be worried about that. Some of you may agree with that, and some of you may disagree. You're welcome to. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Christiane Amanpour told Bill Maher, Michael, dig that out again, will you please? This is from a Bill Maher TV show back in 2008. Gary Shandling and Maher are talking to Christiane Amanpour, who has had a source tell her that bin Laden was in a Pakistani compound. And so listen to this.
So isn't Osama bin Laden laughing his ass off? You've met him. Does he
I haven't met him. I wish I'd met him.
By the way, you did an interview.
No,
he's
I
in
wish.
A cage somewhere in Mumbai and Stockbridge.
I just talked to somebody very knowledgeable.
Wait, she knows Osama bin Laden.
Well, she doesn't think. This woman who was in American Intelligence.
By the way, Sarah Palin.
In a villa in a nice, comfortable villa in Pakistan.
Oh.
Not a cave. That's all.
See, they paid no attention to her. It was
right?
A throwaway comment.
Yeah. Yep.
Just a throwaway comment. They're too busy. Mars too busy trying to jab Sarah Palin. Why don't you shut up? Did I just say that?
Why don't you just shut up?
I don't. Yeah, I don't. There's something about him that is extraordinarily annoying. And I found early on he sort of had the same political bent that I do, libertarian streak. But he's, I don't know. He represents something that people appreciate, so he ought to be there. Not shut up. I just don't. I'd watch him to be annoyed. If I want to be annoyed on a Friday night or over the weekend, I find Bill Maher and watch it for a little while, and I find I have my complement of annoyance, frankly. So it is, it's all part of the story. Here's something else in terms of audio. You'll just crack up when you hear this, Roberta. The president goes to the New York City firehouse yesterday. He arrives there, and he steps up to the microphone to speak to the firefighters who were there. You can't hear him, though, over the sound of the cameras. Listen to this.
This is a symbolic site of the extraordinary sacrifice that was made on that terrible day almost 10 years ago. Obviously, we can't bring back.
Look at this tap dancing.
Listen to them. What am I missing here? We're in the modern digital age. They had cameras that were made in 1950. And it's not, click, 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 click. Who's got a camera anymore?
That's so weird.
You don't have a camera that clicks like that, do you?
And can't they shut it off? I mean, I'm sure there's a setting where you shut off the
I don't know, but it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Oy. Anyway.
No, you're right. You got a good point there. Why
Thank
do they
you
have to make all that
me.
Noise?
I think I've had a few good points this week. All right, Michael. Susie's in El Paso. Hi, Susie. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, Doug. I stand 5 feet tall. I'm a female. And for anybody who says that they're ashamed to be an American because of the celebration that's going on, I would love to knock them down. This is a celebration. And I don't know how the people on TV are perceived, but this is a celebration of the American military, the finest military team in the world. From the SEALs to the intelligence, we need to celebrate these men. And not only did 3,000 people get killed on 9/11 through the efforts of Osama bin Laden, but so did several thousand military men in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they deserve our celebration.
And
you
said
I take my hat off to them.
You're 5 feet tall. How much do you weigh?
I weigh 115 pounds, and I'd love to knock anybody down who says they are ashamed to be an American.
Are you all
if
muscle?
Say it one more time, I'm coming after them.
How much muscle do you have?
Pardon me?
How much muscle do you have?
Not much.
But I bet you can do it. I absolutely believe that she could do that, Doug.
Well, there are lots of things in your statement, Susie, that make for interesting conversation. We can debate and discuss whether we ought to have gone into Iraq. I have, if you've listened to me with any regularity, known I've been very critical of Donald Rumsfeld and through him Bush because 4,000 some odd, 4,900 men and women lost their lives. And if they'd use the dollars that they have in our budget, $700 billion for defense, and built those MRAPs, most of those boys and girls would be around today. There was all kinds of stuff. The fact that they gave their lives and that they did what we asked them to do, that is worth a celebration, and it's too bad they aren't here to celebrate with us. That's my read on that. As far as celebration is concerned, it depends on the wording. I can understand how people would say that it wasn't appropriate because the guy was dead or whatever. I mean, he was killing somebody. He deserved what he got. And so however you interpret what happened after that, the fact remains that Obama through the various machineries that we have, the mechanics and the machines, was able to deliver a 1-2 punch here. There seems to be some controversy at this point in the week as to whether or not the CIA really did handle this properly. There seems to be, and maybe it goes back to what Christiane Amanpour said, there's some reason to believe that the CIA may have blown this, or not blown it, but they may have screwed it up, in that we have known, somebody's known since 2008 that he was over there. So why did it take 3 years? You're always going to get people who are going to ask questions like that. And so it's a healthy part of us discussing who we are and where we come from. And when I come to El Paso, I'm looking out for you. All right, Susie?
Well, I'd love to meet you. And what you say has extreme merit, but I want to say this. Years ago, and I'm 62 years old, I'm close to your age, Doug, the best team in the world for raids was the Israeli military. Do you remember the term raid on Entebbe?
I remember.
There were many raids.
Yep.
They were even they even made movies on the way the Israelis did the raids. They were the best. Now I would say is the American military is the best.
Now, I have
doing
a fellow named
raid.
Tom in Reno who would like to talk to you a little bit about the celebration. Tom, what do you have to say to Susie?
Well, I have no problem with the average person celebrating Bin Laden's death. I think, though, that for the President of the United States to, I think, in a sense, prostitute these, to take these celebrations for his own purposes, lowers him to the level of Obama.
But all politicians do this. Bush did it. Clinton did it. I mean,
no, I don't
back.
Think. I don't think that Bush did.
Oh, I do. Yeah,
and,
I think he used
and,
all the time.
He celebrated the end of the war, but I don't think he celebrated the
I think every time you turned around, Bush was standing in front of a bunch of troops in some place making his message clear about it all goes all the way back to mission accomplished. I think that Bush was a disgrace when it comes to using, and I think Obama is too. I don't disagree. I think they all are disgraceful the way they continue to use these people in uniform for their own political gains, and then at every turn, the people who are in uniform get screwed by us, in a manner of speaking, because we put these people into power. Their benefits are taken away from them. They don't get pay raises. They don't get taken care of when they get sick after engagements. It's disgusting the way these men and women who give themselves to us are taken care of. I am completely off-put by most of the realities that these people have to deal with in uniform as a result of their service. It is a disgrace.
I agree with you on that part. I took care of a lot of vets, and they look like ribbon salesmen until you look at the x-rays, and they have shrapnel through them.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
My point is Bush celebrated the end of what he thought was the end of the war. He did not celebrate the end of Hussein.
Yeah. All right.
Saddam Hussein.
I understand. Yeah, right. You have a point, and it's well made and well taken. Susie, any final comments?
No, this is a booyah moment for the American military.
Booyah!
God bless you. God.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, Roberta's got to get to her Queen of Sheba. I don't even know if I'm going to have time to do television stuff, but this is good because we're having some good discussion about this. It's helpful. Mother's Day is Sunday. Don't forget, Mother's Day Sunday. You have until midnight tonight to lock in Mother's Day roses for under $20.
It's not too late?
No, midnight tonight.
Amazing.
One dozen assorted roses for Mom plus a free glass vase. $19.99 is the price on that, but wait, as they say in the infomercials, but wait, you get another opportunity to double your roses and get a free box of chocolates for $10 more, $29.99. Try Pro Flowers. If this is your first time, good for you.
Do you need a special coupon or anything?
No, all you do is call 800. Well, you need my name.
Oh.
ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone and put in Doug, D-O-U-G. Or call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention Doug. You can do that and get the deal. $19.99 for a dozen roses, $29.99 for two dozen,
what's
plus the
number?
Chocolate. It's 800-PROFLOW.
I'm writing this down.
All right, good, Roberta. 800-PROFLOWERS. Mention Doug or go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone. The offer is for today only, so order them right now.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. SalonPause Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. SalonPause has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of SalonPause by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the SalonPause button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with SalonPause. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. SalonPause. Please use as directed.
Who says you can't wear pinks, violets, blues, or greens? No one at Clinique. See for yourself at Clinique's Color Open House Workshop at Macy's. Just imagine a color you've never pulled off, suddenly looking fabulous. Let the experts show you flattering shades for your skin tone. There are goodies, too. A skin polishing scrub and illuminating face color in your choice of shade are free with your consultation. Visit Clinique's Color Open House Workshop only at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Hi, a little late, but Queen of Cheap is here for Mother's Day special.
Mother's Day freebies.
Freebie Friday.
And as you know, Doug, the busiest day of the year at restaurants
Mother's Day.
Is Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Well, what we've got for you are restaurants.
Busier than Easter.
Yes.
Yes. It's busy, period. If you want to take your mother out for dinner on Mother's Day, if you don't have a reservation at this point, forget it.
Though there are some places that are offering free things for mom.
Really?
For example, Ruby Tuesday, giving mom free red velvet cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone will get a little special surprise. They said, here, you have to make reservations. IKEA. If you stop into IKEA before 11 a.m. on Mother's Day, she'll get a free breakfast and coffee. Scrambled eggs, hash browns, bacon, hot coffee, all free. In fact, they're saying one free breakfast per person.
Okay.
Denny's is giving free pancake puppies. And actually, that coupon's good until May 21st. We've got a free Mother's Day brunch dessert e-cookbook. So if you want to actually cook for mom, a free crafts book for the kids to make. You know, that's the gift that mothers love the best. I've been going through a lot of my stuff, cleaning out stuff. And actually, in my parents' house, I'm finding stuff that I made them as a child. Is still there. Stuff that I made at 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. It's like stepping back into my past. But that's what parents really love, is the stuff that the kids make for them. Boston Market has a free family-sized dessert with the purchase of a family-sized meal on Mother's Day. Super Salad, buy one, get one free buffet. That's one of those big buffet-type things. TCBY giving free frozen yogurt. Texas Day Brazil, not free, but, man, it's $25 off a purchase with two guests or $50 off a purchase with five guests on Mother's Day. That's quite a deal. Villa Fresh Italian Kitchens, mom also eats free. So before you step out on Mother's Day, I'd really suggest going online, putting in something like Mother's Day free stuff or Mother's Day freebies, and seeing what's out there.
All right, check it out at the Queen of Cheap Box, a good day, DougStefan.com.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Time. Travel is in our focus. Better Living, Tom Parsons and Doug Steffen here on Good Day, focusing on the future of travel. That sounds like all-encompassing. How are we going to cover that in 5 minutes? Well, yeah. The special deals that are around this week, where people are traveling, as the death of bin Laden affected people's interest in traveling. It's funny what psychologically people put themselves through. Is the TSA going to lighten up because bin Laden is dead, or we got to stay vigilant, all kinds of things like that. And then, of course, where the actual dollars can be spent and saved. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com with that info right after this on Good Day.
Ever dream about starting your own business? Well, you're not alone. In a recent Yahoo Small Business survey, having a flexible work schedule, being your own boss, and earning a living while fueling your passions are the main motivators for starting a small business. And with National Small Business Week starting on May 16th, now just may be the time to take some action. Yahoo Small Business expert Melissa Sobel suggests an important first step.
Today, having a website is crucial for any business, from consulting services to local stores and restaurants. The website establishes credibility for your business and makes it easier for customers to find you and learn about you. Business websites can cost as little as $10 a month, and you can often build the site yourself without needing a technical background, which helps to keep startup costs down.
Sobel also suggests you seek the help of trusted brands and advisors, from your website partner to your accountant, and do your research. You can begin by visiting smallbusiness.yahoo.com to find more resources to help get you started.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, here we are on a Good Day with Tom Parsons, our favorite travel person. The business about planes and the TSA, people escape that problem if they take the train. I found this last year because I would travel the last minute and be, you and I would talk, or I'd have your person, Dee Dee, who I love, try to ferret out some good last-minute stuff. And sometimes I get really frustrated because it would be outrageously ridiculous, and I'd have an overnight. So let's take the train from Cleveland to Boston, let's say. Try to find a bus or a train. There's only one train from Cleveland to Boston, and it leaves at a time that wasn't good for me, so I didn't do it. I ended up actually renting a car and driving part of the way home. But I wonder about people now as they will be accosted by the fares. I notice American Airlines is touting all the new service it has at Los Angeles International, LAX. That's, well, there's that service being added here, there, and everywhere by various airlines. But people are rebelling or rebuking, maybe both those words fit, Tom, the fares. So they find other ways. Either they drive and the price of gasoline is crazy, so the train now becomes an option. How good an option is it?
Well, the Amtrak, well, let's put it this way. Today's the last day. Now, if you've been looking to do something with the kids between now and maybe over Memorial Day, the train might not be a bad little thing for a short getaway. I mean, if you're in Washington, D.C., or if you're in Chicago and you want to get, or you're in St. Louis and you want to go to Chicago, the one-way passage, okay, is like $28.
From Chicago to St. Louis?
Yes.
Really?
Okay. And if you go with kids 2 through 15, one child goes with each adult for free.
Yep.
And so that means you're paying $28 one way for two people, or $14. That's cheaper.
How many trains a day are there? There's a flight every hour between the two cities. How many trains are there from St. Louis? The city of New Orleans is the train. They still run it. Amtrak runs the old Illinois Central city of New Orleans. How many times a day, though, do they run the train?
Well, some places it may only be once a day.
Yeah.
Okay, like Dallas and Fort Worth, it's $10. Okay, and it goes back one way too. But
Dallas and Fort Worth from where to where?
Dallas to Fort Worth.
Oh, it's $10.
Yeah, and the kids go for free, or it could be Dallas to Austin, $39. The kids go.
But it's
free.
Only once a day.
Yeah, but the thing comes down to it's just one of those neat things. Here in Dallas, Fort Worth, I doubt very many folks or kids that have kids have ever taken the train. So it's just another way to find how to travel around America. And when you get to do it and take one for free, and it's actually kind of inexpensive, but also kind of entertaining.
It is.
It's
and the cars are clean, and the people are nice, so that's much better than taking the bus. So some think, Roberta, you snob.
You can travel June 9th.
Yeah. June 9th is a deal on between now and June 9th on Amtrak. Check it out. BestFares.com has that info as well. Tom Parsons here with us visiting on Good Day.